T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Bowerly.
Yes, yes, yes!
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
Tom Bowerly.
Oh, man, praise the Lord. Thank you.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
I'm going to enjoy it no matter what I do with it.
All righty, I'm just getting myself organized here on a Friday afternoon. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, and I have a whole bunch of things that I would like to get into today. And as near as I can figure it, as I start off, I don't mean to disappoint you, but I don't know that this is going to be one of those political shows. This might be one of those more lifestyle-y kinds of shows, if that is okay with you. And I trust it is okay with you. There are a whole bunch of things that I have had stacked up, like an air traffic controller in Buffalo, or maybe Atlanta, or maybe St. Martin, or someplace where the jets are stacked up and I've got to get them landed properly and at the same time make sure that the departing flights are all set to taxi down the runway and take off. So I'm looking at my radar screen trying to figure out exactly how I am going to pull this off today. I'm just saying. Now, at any point during the program, if anything catches your ear that you want to get into, the phone number to get on the air is 803-0930. That is 803-0930. The cell phone number is *930. And the toll-free number is 1-800-616-WBEN. I would direct your attention to the WBEN Bowerly Facebook page, because if you are a man, or perhaps you're a woman who loves a man or men, there is a certain video that has been sent to me that needs your not only attention, but I shall not dissemble. It needs your prayers. And if you are a man watching this video, all I'm going to tell you, this is advance notice. You will never be able to unsee the video of a track and field dude doing a pole vault. And I'm going to say this as gently as I possibly can. Impaling his person upon the pole, requiring a lot of stitches, because the particularly baggy area he impales himself upon, it is highly vascularized. Now, I would like to see other views of the video. I would like to actually see the stitching and the surgical repairs that were made. But ladies and gentlemen, you need to watch this, especially you gentlemen. It is going to make you feel like you are having the best day of your life, the fact that you are not this dude. That is the Bowerly Facebook page. Check it out. It is a video I have reposted. Phil, I noticed you cruising the internet as I was talking about the video, and you are shaking your head. And at the same time, Phil is the guy in the next room who pushes the button, who makes this show actually work. Like when I'm supposed to talk, he pushes the button and my mouth moves. Phil, when you watch that video, do certain feelings and sensations enter your mind?
Yeah, pain mainly, and fear.
Pain, fear. How about terror? Did terror enter your mind? You know, we've done shows, and I can't rule out the possibility that we might incorporate this into the programming today. We have done shows on testicular tales of terror because, ladies, you probably are aware of the incredible sensitivity of a man's area. And I will just tell you now, we as men, we can never understand what childbirth is like, all right? I've been there for it, as most men in the audience have been there for it and have seen a woman giving birth. And I saw my former wife going through basically like 50 or 60 hours of hard labor prior to the delivery of our daughter. And I'm going to say that you could take a kidney stone, you could take the most solid impalement of man parts that you can possibly think of, and I don't think that that can even come close to being in the same realm as childbirth. I do strongly believe, and I'm not saying this to win or curry favor with the fairer sex, but I think that women are stronger than men. I think women can endure pain more than can men. But that being said, if you go to the Bowerly Facebook page for WBEN, you will see a video that even if you are a woman who has delivered quintuplets and it was your first pregnancy and your very first experience with childbirth, I think that even you may find in your heart of heart, or would that be in your womb, I think that you would find some sympathy for this poor track and field guy. That is what I would call a very nasty, nasty accident. You know, there is also a show to be... I'm basically setting the table here for you guys because there's just so many things I've been dying to get into, and today just seems like a perfect day to get into them. Now, as far as hard news is concerned, how many more shows do you want me to do on the green light law? How many more things can I possibly say? And that's not going to prevent me from saying them again in the future. You know how I work. But... There's not a lot that's new there. Governor Cuomo, along with the left-wing politicians of New York State, wants to protect illegals, wants to protect people who have no legal right to be in New York State or the United States in general. And he is still putting up a struggle over the federal government wanting access to DMV records, particularly the people with DHS, any federal law enforcement agency. You know, they cannot access, as you probably know by now, New York State motor vehicle records. The governor is very concerned for the illegals because, gee, if New York State starts sharing that information with the federal government, that is going to reveal the illegal people because the illegal people won't have social security numbers. You did not just, no, you heard that right. The illegals won't have social security numbers, so that will be a red flag to the feds that they're illegal. You know, maybe you've heard this too, but I've heard once or twice in my life, and maybe I shouldn't say this out loud because I'd be breaking new ground and maybe giving the bad guys some horrible ideas. But I have heard, believe it or not, as unbelievable as this might seem at first blush, that some illegals actually use other people's social security numbers. Yeah, I know that that's breaking news. It may very well come as a shock to you, but it happens. I thought that was a pretty flimsy reason. I mean, I don't understand, because we have a governor in New York State. Geez, just when I said I wouldn't talk politics, here I go. We have a governor in New York State who, along with many of the solid blue socialist or even communist Democrats in New York State, basically do not believe in the rule of law when it comes to our immigration policies that Congress established and which the executive branch, headed by the President of the United States, is tasked with enforcing. They are concerned about the illegals. They don't really care so much about legals. Our governor, excuse me, I got to take a sip of water. All right, it really wasn't water. It's this polar seltzer, calorie-free Mandarin stuff. It's like a club soda, but it's really, really good. So anyway, our governor is a guy who's already gone on record, my friends, as somebody who has said, who are these people? Who are these conservatives? Who are these pro-assault rifle, anti-abortion people? Well, whoever they are, they're not welcome in New York State. Okay, so when you openly admit that you wish that everybody on the right side of the political fence would leave your state, by the way, an invitation that New Yorkers are taking advantage of more so than any other state. Like, we're basically in a tie for New Jersey, with New Jersey, as far as the number of people who are leaving this hellhole and getting the hell out of here. I don't know why the governor would feel the need to dissemble and say, yeah, you know what? I don't want to give the federal government access to the DMV records because, quite frankly, they're going to use Social Security numbers to pinpoint the illegal. Why, you know, the Chinese, allegedly, and I don't speak Mandarin or Cantonese. I wish I did. I wish I understood Chinese. I can't make heads or tails out of it. Can't make heads or tails out of Arabic. The Indo-European languages, all right, you got a shot with those, except Hungarian and Finnish. Those two languages, which are kind of related, I guess, are so difficult for somebody to master. But as far as European tongues, but the Asiatic tongues, I don't know how anybody can do that. But I don't mean to get too far into the weeds. But why doesn't the governor simply say, here in New York State, we welcome people who have no legal right to be in the United States. We want these people in New York State because everybody else keeps leaving New York State, especially people on the right side of the political aisle. So it has nothing to do with Social Security numbers. It has everything to do with the idea that we simply welcome illegals. And I think it was Rush or his fill-in host the other day mentioned that in Cambridge, Massachusetts, the Boston area, if you've ever driven around there, and I did not do my own independent research on this, so I hope I'm not propagating false news, but in Cambridge, Massachusetts, supposedly they have a law that has been passed whereby if you are illegal and driving without a valid Massachusetts driver's license, you get a break. If you are a native-born citizen of the United States and you're busted in Cambridge, Massachusetts, you basically have your man parts nailed to wood. That basically is how it was explained yesterday on Rush's program. But does folks understand what I'm saying here? Is why is our governor going through this charade? We don't want to share DMV information with the feds because they're going to use Social Security numbers and they're going to turn them over to ICE. They're going to turn them over to DHS, and God forbid, the immigration laws passed by Congress and enforced by the executive branch, God forbid, those laws actually get enforced. I don't understand the need to make up a story. And like I said, the Chinese, to finish that thought, The Chinese have an old expression, the longer the explanation, the bigger the lie. And I think that there's something to be said for that. And yet, I don't know if you guys probably had the same thought as I had, that, what? Phil, I must know what is going on in the next room. It's very distracting. Can you please tell me? No, go on the air. Just tell us all what's going on in the next room.
We're fixing the phones.
You're fixing the phone. The phones are not working.
They've been acting weird lately.
They have been acting weird lately. All right. What, in the middle of the night, are alien spaceships hovering over Intercom Buffalo and teleporting the phones up and inculcating them with all sorts of viruses and malware?
Something like that.
I knew I was hot on the trail of solving the mystery, but we're pretty sure that the phone situation is fixed. Should we do a dry run of the phones to make sure they're fixed? Yeah. Okay, guys, I hate to ask you for a favor, but I'll ask you for a favor. You don't have to go on the air if you don't want to go on the air right now, but we need to make sure that our telephones are working. What did Brenda do with our phones? So if you would give Phil a test phone call, and let's see if we can't make Phil just a little bit uncomfortable. Okay, whether you are a man or a woman, in the sexiest voice you can possibly muster when you call, Phil is already smiling in delight over this delectable prospect. When you call, say, Phil, I just want to tell you, you are very hot. And then hang up. And that way we will know that the telephones are working. So, and Big Gay Jerry, I especially invite you to call and in your biggest, gayest voice, tell Phil that you think he is very, very hot. We have to make sure the phones are working. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. This is a test of the phones. Testies, 1, 2, 3, just to make sure that they're working. And you guys wonder why Phil Kennedy likes working with me. You guys wonder why Tony Caligiuri likes working with me. It's because of this bizarre sense of humor. Phil is laughing in the next room. I'm sure Tony is listening on the drive home, probably laughing because he knows exactly what Phil is going through. Yeah, Phil hates me right now, but that's okay because it's Friday. And I will take you behind the music here at WBEN and Entercom Buffalo. Usually every other Friday, before I walk out the door, Phil Kennedy walks into this room, the control room, looks me square in the eyes and says, Tom, do you have $20 I can borrow? So this is, I don't charge Phil interest, and sometimes I forget to collect the debt. But this is kind of my mini payback. All right, we're continuing to test the phones to make sure that we can get you guys up on the air. Probably not the right way to say it, but what you do is you call in over the next 5 minutes, if you can, and safely do so, and just say, Phil, I think you're hot. And especially if you're a man, Phil needs to hear those words. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And no, we are not being, and you always have to think about the people with the agenda in the audience listening, trying to find something. Oh, Bowerly said something. Now we can go to social media. We can become social media warriors and get them fired finally after all these years. That is not homophobic. No. That is homophilic. Or would it be homophilic? Because, quite frankly, we have a lot of gay and lesbian and bi listeners. We also have a lot of straight listeners, okay? If what I hear from people on the street is any indication, there are so many conservative or right-of-center gay guys, gay women, bi guys, bi women who listen to this program. So we love you. We adore you. And we just like to have a little bit of fun with Phil sometimes. And Phil, by the way, he is to the left of Karl Marx, just so everybody knows. And somehow we pull it off each and every day. So coming up on the show, once we make sure the phone situation is resolved, having touched on the issue of New York State and the DMV and the green light law, which Mickey Kearns has been fighting since the conversation about it even went into inception, I would like to spend a little bit of time. I don't want to do the whole show on this because we kind of have done one or two shows about this. I want to get into the plastic bag thing. But there's a new wrinkle, if you will, to the bag thing, which I guess this whole half hour has kind of flowed together. There's a new wrinkle to it, and I want to find out how you guys are adapting to the no non-reusable plastic law policy that one store, at least, has already implemented, and will become law for everybody before too long, all right? I'll be more detailed when we come back from the news at 3:30 with Mr. Puckett. By the way, on a Friday, we like to make sure that you guys get home as fast as you possibly can after a difficult day at work. So if you see any traffic issues about which we need to know, you may use the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 3930. That is 3930, and give Alan a hand with traffic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So, Phil, we got the thumbs up on the phones? All right, the phones are working. But I think you can still harass Phil for the next couple of minutes. I think he needs that in his life. He needs the affection. He needs the affirmation of his very being. Oh, nothing like a little REO Speedwagon, and they had one of the greatest album titles of all time back in the 70s, You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish. Now, for those, and we're going to get into the whole bag thing in just a moment, but for those who didn't quite grasp the Cuomo DMV green light law deal, this is what Andrew Cuomo had to say about the Social Security numbers.
I would give them anything but the Social Security numbers. The Social Security numbers are the indicator of documented or undocumented. And I will never give them the Social Security numbers in the DMV database over my dead body.
Easy for him to say, surrounded by a phalanx of Praetorian guards in Albany and everywhere else he goes. But, I mean, here's what I don't understand. We know from where this guy is coming. We know his love for illegal immigrants and undocumented people. We know that's what the Democrats are all about. Why not just say it? Why dissemble? Why circumlocute? Why not just say, in New York State, we are losing people like you wouldn't believe. So we'll take anybody. And by the way, politically, we also have a real thing for illegals, especially from countries which lean socialist. And you can obviously see how well that worked for them, because they're coming into a capitalist nation, just like the East Berliners used to try to sneak into West Berlin over the wall at the risk of death, because it wouldn't work. And they literally shot people trying to leave communist East Berlin to get into capitalist West Berlin. So if you're Andrew Cuomo or one of his ilk, you want people coming in who come from nations that have left-wing tendencies, because I will continue to say this because it is true. There's a big pull and a big draw in people going back to what they are used to experiencing. And the more people you can get into the United States who grew up with a socialist or mainly socialist governmental structure, you don't have to inculcate them into your policies, because those policies are in their brains from their formative years. Like I say, big pull in going back to what you're used to doing. And forgive my repeating what I've said on many occasions, but just like Rush or Sandy Beach or anybody, we've got people who are listening to this show for the very, very first time. Like, wow, who's this fellow on the radio? Sounds like a total tool. Well, yeah, okay, buy that. But it's the same theory, which is why people in the South are not real big fans, unless you prove yourself, and until you prove yourself, of people from states like New York or New Jersey going into South Carolina, going into Florida, going into Texas, and then they try to mold those states through social programs and government policy. They try to mold those states into the state they left because they didn't like living there. It makes absolutely no sense. But one example would be the Commonwealth of Virginia. Just one of many examples. And I've told you before the story about when I lived in Newport Richey, which is outside of Tampa, St. Pete. I made some comments on the air about Route 19, which is a north-south route down there. And there was a time when I lived there, it was a red light, a stop sign, every single intersection. And I had a kind of an extensive commute from Newport Richey to St. Petersburg, Florida, every day, North 4th Street, St. Petersburg, Florida. And you know how Niagara Falls Boulevard is, or Sheridan Drive is during drive time, or any road, Main Street, you take any road with a lot of lights on it, and that was the entire commute. Every single light you'd get stopped for. You'd advance half a mile, you'd stop again. You'd advance another half a mile, you stop again. And I had the nerve, working in St. Pete, Tampa, I had the nerve to go on the air and say, you know, Route 19 is a cluster every single day. And I don't know why we don't just build overpasses so we can do away with these red lights all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, you would have thought that I was impaling babies on pitchforks, which, by the way, is perfectly legal in New York State and would get you a standing ovation as long as part of the baby was still inside mom. But you would have thought that I had made some really horrible proposal. People flooded the station with calls. See, this was before the internet. Had there been social media, I probably would have been lynched. And basically, the message that they communicated to me back in 1989 was, you know, you're just another typical guy from New York State. You come down to Florida because you didn't like the taxes, you didn't like the regulations in New York State, so you came down to Florida and you're trying to make Florida a carbon copy of the very state you left. We don't want your high taxes. We don't want all of these gadgets that cost a lot of taxpayer money. So why don't you take you and your overpasses and shove them and get yourself back to New York State? If you like it so much, you like the way they do business so much, why don't you get back there? And that attitude, my friends, is gaining steam in those counties of the various states I mentioned earlier, where you get a lot of New Yorkers coming in, and the first thing they do is they try to make that state into the state they left. So why leave to begin with? I mean, so the takeaway is there's a big pull in going back to what you're used to. Our governor should just be very direct and say, we want illegals, in particular, illegals who already are familiar with socialism, and you don't have to sell them because it is something they're used to doing. Most Americans who don't think about this do not understand. Most Americans, you say the word socialism and they recoil because it is not something they associate with the United States. But most people from the left-leaning Central and South American countries, they've had active socialist movements in those nations for years and years and years. And by the way, we're not immune. You know, I do chuckle sometimes when I hear about America will never be socialist because, I don't know, what do you call corporate welfare? That's a form of socialism. Social security, kind of a form of socialism. And there are people who make the argument all the time that what we are seeing in the United States is the old salami slice technique we've mentioned earlier this week of a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit of at a time, and eventually you gain full and complete power over people's lives. You can't do it all at once. They'll rebel. But if you just slowly introduce this and that and Medicaid and Social Security and Social Security disability and tax incentives for businesses. I mean, over time, you develop into a socialist nation. But anyway, speaking of the left-wing philosophy, I don't know how this ties in, but I was just looking for a crutch I could lean on. All right, guys, how are you, and ladies, how are you doing with the plastic bag thing? Now, I'm a Wegman shopper. And it's not that I'm bashing Aldi's, I'm not bashing Walmart, I'm not bashing anybody. It's just that there's a Wegmans that is 5 minutes from the house, and it is usually very well stocked. Even on a very, very crowded day, you can always find somewhere to park. So I am a Wegmans shopper. And I refuse, my friends, absolutely and utterly, to buy a reusable cloth sack for my groceries. I don't want to do it. And I don't want to do it because the diet that I am using, and I'm, by the way, within 15 pounds of my goal weight where I can be sexy again. Yeah, I think that's ever happened. Within 15 pounds. But I buy a lot of meat and poultry. All right. It's lean meat, bison steak being my new favorite. And I shouldn't have said that on the air because last weekend I went into Wegmans. They were all out of bison steak. And they said, yeah, we don't know what happened. A whole bunch of people came in and were buying bison steak. Never seen anything like it. Yeah, I didn't want to say it. It would have sounded egotistical to think, yeah, that was because of my show. But I'm just saying, I buy bison steak. I will buy tenderloin. I will buy ground beef, 95% fat-free, the chicken breasts in particular, there's a lot of proteiny meats that I will consume. And I don't want my meat, giggity, in a sack, double giggity, that is potentially going to be loaded with bacteria. Because I don't know about you, the idea of constantly washing grocery sacks, don't you have enough things you got to do on a daily basis? Do you really need another task? I know you could throw it in with your shirts or your underwear, but I just don't have the discipline to be washing reusable grocery bags every week. So I don't like the hygiene factor. And do you, because I've taken to doing this, do you take the little wipey, and before you put your hands in the shopping cart you're going to select, do you wipe off the handle of it? Yeah, I do that. So the reusable cloth sacks are not for me. Maybe you have switched to the reusable sacks. I would like to know if you've done that and whether it is working out or you have any regrets. There's another thing people do. And I can't believe I'm going to admit to doing this on the air. Phil is going to ride my buttocks until next week over this one. All right. You know the you know the paper bags that you can get now at Wegmans because they're not giving you the single-use plastic bags anymore? All right. I'm embarrassed to say this. I got to hide my eyes from Phil's penetrating gaze of accusation. The paper bags, when I'm done emptying the contents of the paper bags, I take the paper bags and I put them back in my car to reuse for the next visit to the grocery store. So I'll grab the cart from the rack outside, put the already used paper bags into the cart, and I'll get maybe three or four uses out of the paper bags. And the nice thing is, the paper bag into which they throw the meat, I can throw that one out. But the rest of them, I keep those and I reuse them. I will do anything to save a nickel. And yet, how many of us simply take our recyclable pop bottles or beer bottles and chuck them? How are you dealing with the whole bag thing? And I would love to hear from people who work the register at Wegmans in particular, but anywhere, about whether this has made your job more difficult or not. I want to see if there's any interest in this, and if there isn't, I've got a year's worth of shows right in front of me. I apologize for the hiccups. It sounds like I'm drunk. I have not had a drop of alcohol since November, but I sound like, you know, really, between the hoarseness of the voice and the hiccups, I must sound like hell. I'll submit to a year analysis anytime you want. All right, let's go to Roy in Clarence on WBEN. Roy, how are you making out with the bags?
Not at all. We stopped shopping at Wegmans, which is not far from the house, probably about a mile. And this Wegmans thing, they're reusable bags. You may note that if you looked inside, they're a quilted bag. So you talked about bacteria, dirt, and so on, infectious material that may cling to the bag. How do you clean that? So I call Wegmans management. I said, have you ever been into a food processing plant? And, you know, the answer is, of course, yes. I said, they would never, ever allow a surface which is irregular, quilted, in a processing of food because of the bacteria and so on that could collect on those surfaces. Yet you have a bag there that you expect your customers to clean, which is going to be difficult, to say the least. And then this has also been brought up in the Buffalo News. They said, well, we're going to have to clean the bags, disinfect the bags. Imagine going through all this process to save the environment while you're using detergent and hot water and so on to clean your bags.
You forgot the hazmat.
The environment with all this baloney that's going on.
You forgot the hazmat suit you need to wear when you clean the reusable bag. Roy, the points you're making are excellent. And the other thing, too, these bags are not built for the long run. They're flimsy.
No, and they're plastic. They're a heavier plastic bag. Now, you mentioned the paper bags. We're going to be paying for paper bags for the people who are on food stamps and the WICS program. The DEC has determined that these people can't afford to pay for a paper bags, so you and I are going to pay for their paper bags.
Now, there's always money for cigarettes and tattoos in the lottery. Yep. I've noticed that.
Yeah. Now, paper is recyclable, biodegradable. The trees that are in part made to make the paper bags are a renewable resource. I don't know what is going on with this state. It is just crazy. Frustrating to live here.
Dude, you are basically preaching to the choir. I don't mean to harp on the whole abortion thing, but I got to tell you, the more I think about it, the more hideous it sounds, giving a standing ovation to basically partial birth abortion is absolutely disgusting at the same time as we're worried about plastic bags.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've watched that video several times of the state Senate cheering.
Yeah, literally giving a standing ovation. I think they did the same thing in Virginia. I mean, it's hideous. I mean, you know, and you go back and you watch some of the documentaries about World War II and the Nazi seizure of power and how they gradually and incrementally dehumanized people, starting off with what they would call mental defectives or Untermenschen. And, you know, it's someday, I'm going to tell you, someday, if society ever wakes up, we're going to look at people in the state legislature in the same way as we look at Joseph Mengele and the Nazi butchers today.
Well, you know, the since the inception of Roe v. Wade, there have been 62 million abortions. Now, I don't ever remember the Nazi regime ever killing 62 million. They talk about the 6 million Jews who were killed in the concentration camps. We far exceeded that in killing the infants, unborn. 62 million dwarfs anything Adolf Hitler or Stalin did during World War II.
And there's nothing I could say to refute the facts because they are correct. Roy, I got to move on. I'm glad you called. Thank you. What are you doing? Sorry to get off on the abortion tangent, but just certain things disgust me. Now, how do I say this? I think there are circumstances under which abortions are morally and ethically justifiable. I do. But I think what's going on right now is absolute slaughter. It's a baby side and a level and with a ferocity and enthusiasm that is just downright evil. And I am not a religious man. It does not mean, I mean, I have a very personal and close relationship with God. I am a flawed human being in many, many regards. But I do have a close spiritual relationship with higher power, whatever you want to call it. But I'm not somebody who's going to try to jam my views down your throat. I don't look at it from a religious point of view. I look at it just as a human point of view. And it's really disgusting. Giving a standing ovation for stuff like that, it's so far beyond the pale. I really wonder about the civilization. Anyway, all this from Paper Bag Dog. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.